Let's get into the out of left field question. 913-586-7610. That's the number you need to know. The question that we have is, what's something you find satisfying that others may not? JT, coin flip's been made. You've won the toss. You can either elect to receive or defer.
I'm deferring to the older gentleman on the other side of the mirror. Gentleman.
Yeah, so I've got a few. One is, I find vacuuming very satisfying. Like, when you know you've done a good job and you've got those vacuum lines in your carpet, and you can sit on your bed or you can sit on your couch and look at the floor. I've got a lot of hardwood flooring in my house. Now, the bedroom, it's carpeted. And there's just, to me, no better feeling than when you, and that's satisfying, that when you go through all of that, I love it. The other thing that I find satisfying that others may not are not the pimple popping videos, but the ingrown toenail videos. And I can tell by your reaction that that's something that you do not find satisfying.
I hate feet.
I hate feet as well. But I'll watch a video of a dude getting something gnarly cut out of the corner of his toe, knowing that man's pressure and that right edge of his toe is no longer there because they pulled that nasty-ass nail out of there. Also, I think the smell of gasoline is satisfying. I think mowing the lawn is satisfying. When you see those lawn cuts, I mowed before I came to the station today. Got those nice, beautiful lines in there. Love it. Love it. 913-586-7610. Out of left field question. What is something you find satisfying that others may not? I will say I will lead with the vacuum lines. My stepmother, Mary, one of the dumb jobs we have at work is plucking hair out of dogs' ears. I love doing that. It's satisfying. LOL. Yeah, and I bet those dogs love it. You ever had a nose hair that you knew was there because it was like tickling and you pulled that sucker? And it gave you a little watery eye, but you knew you didn't have that thing just squiggling out of your nose?
Yeah. So, actually, talking about ears, that gives me one of my satisfying is I like watching satisfying videos of, like, on TikTok, especially where you get them to clean your ear, and there's so many people that have so much earwax, and it'll just come out.
You got to clean those things,
man. I was like, yo, that is insane. That's pretty satisfying to me.
Mm-hmm.
Another satisfying thing is, you're old, for one, for saying vacuuming. I'm not going to lie.
You don't vacuum?
No. We have hardwood, so...
Oh, that works.
Yeah.
You ever Swiffer that thing?
Yeah, we got a nice Swiffer.
How's that look after you're done?
Oh, it's nice. Mm-hmm. But I'll say this. I like to unload the dishwasher or load the dishwasher when the sink's piled up. I'll go in there and I'll make me a quesadilla. I love making a quesadilla, and I'll start the quesadilla, and I'll look back, and I'm like, well, I got time. It's going to golden up. That is satisfying to get the dishwasher done before the tortilla is burnt. You're like, oh, perfect. That's perfect. And my last one is a nice cold shower after a long workout at the gym.
Mm.
Just the water sitting you, and you're like, that's when you know you've had a really good workout because you're sweaty and you're hot. And you're like, man, this water feels great.
Mm. Do you think that you would find it satisfying with those, like, plunge baths that those guys take in like the tub of ice to, like, shock their body that's, like, super healthy, apparently?
Yeah, I don't care if it's healthy or not. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. I also like leaf blowers or, like, mulching leaves. I find that very satisfying as well.
Gasoline is a really good smell. I will say that.
Very satisfying. Somebody from the 620, I figured this was coming. Satisfying my woman.
Wow.
No one else likes... Well, I guess no one else gets to do that. But is she telling you that she's satisfied? Or is that your ego thinking that she is satisfied? 913-586-7610.
Also, another thing that's really satisfying as a substitute teacher is all the gossip these kids will tell me because they think I'm their friend.
I'm afraid I'd hear the wrong gossip.
It is so weird.
You know, Brian and Sandy, they had sex last weekend and she just dumped her boyfriend. I don't need to hear this.
I don't need to know this. And they're like, is that too much? Yes, yes, it is.
Out of left field question from the 816. Repairing things myself and saving dollars.
Are you using duct tape?
It is nice when you can, and I had this conversation the other night where I use YouTube for a lot of things. And there's times in people's cars where the actuator will go out, which causes your ventilation system not to work properly because it's not turning in the gears. And that is satisfying when you can go to YouTube, look up how to do it, buy the part, and then fix it yourself, and then know that it worked. All that matters is that is if I feel like she's satisfied, bro. I don't think that's all that matters.
Nope.
I think you need to have a conversation. It's okay. Because if she wasn't, then you can work on it. When I dodge a pothole on I-70 and the driver behind me doesn't. Leaf blowers are an absolute nuisance to society. Grab a rake. Do you rake up the grass shavings on your driveway?
He uses a shovel.
Or a sweeper. Probably uses a broom.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
Holding the door open for someone. That's nice. That's real nice. I like that. I like those simply satisfying videos you can see like in reels on like Instagram where they'll like cut soap. Or they'll like, it's like, I don't know, I find like cooking videos simply satisfying. Like watching someone show you how they've made like a chicken cutlet sandwich and like put it all together and the sounds of the chopping that it makes.
Oh, yeah, so it's like ASMR?
Yeah.
Like where no, yeah, it's just.
Yeah, stuff. It's just the.
Have you seen like the chopped sandwiches? Like the chopped salad sandwiches?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those look good. Also, a satisfying thing is like when you perfectly land on the escalator. Like you're not hedging off it. Yep.
Somebody says, well, my kid's haircut looks fresh. Yeah, one thing I do love about when I get my hair cut at Courtney Brothers in Blue Springs, good guys, been going there for about 15 years, do a fantastic job, I think. They put that warm foam on your neck and they give you that straight blade cut. Because I feel like I can feel every hair getting cut with that straight edge blade on my neck. And I don't have like hair on my neck like maybe like Joe Flacco has, but I know it's getting cut. When you drop your phone flat on the ground and you slowly pick it up and find that it's not cracked, man, praise God on that. And maybe I'm wrong here, 816, you just put that in on the text line, 913-586-7610. Out of left field question, what's something you find simply satisfying that others may not? When people drop their phone like they just discussed, even I will do the gasp of like, is it okay? And they'll turn it over. They're like, yeah, everything's fine. I'm like, okay. You know what else I find simply satisfying? When you hear the connection note of you connecting to a Bluetooth speaker at like a house party, when you know you've got it. Here's a speaker. Somebody connect. Beep-a-deep. All right. We're connected to the JBL. We're good to go.
Another one that probably a lot of people think is satisfying is when you hit a perfect like $45 when you're pumping gas.
That is nice. When it's not like 45.01, it's 45 on the dot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which probably now is 55 with the gas going up.
True. I literally just dropped it outside my car 10 minutes ago, LOL, and no cracked screen. That is a great feeling. Another satisfying feeling is when you get like 40 Taco Bell sauces in the bag, not just three. Like, you think I'm going to use just three Taco Bell sauces for two chalupas, a bean burrito, and a crunch wrap? Yes, that's a big meal. Haven't done it in a while, but I could.
So, would you rather have, say, six sauces or 26 sauces in your
26.
Bag?
26. I'll put the others in storage and use them when they give me less amount.
Okay.
I made an exchange at Menards the other day, and I was within 0.9 cents of what I was exchanging. That's fair.
Also, a little update on start time. They've already started the national anthem.
Oh, good.
So they might be on par for what they said.
Somebody says, when I actually cook my steak to a perfect medium rare, there is no more disappointing feeling in the world than when you think you've nailed the steak, and then you start cutting it up. And you look inside, you're like, that's mid-well. Son of a gun. But man, when you do cut it open, man, that's nice.
Oh, talking about steaks, at a steakhouse, when you're at Texas Roadhouse, the most satisfying thing is when you get that fresh roll with that cinnamon butter on it, and it melts the cinnamon butter into the roll.
Somebody from the 417 says, shooting a turkey, simply satisfying that nobody else finds maybe satisfying. I could see that. Like, with a bow.
Yeah, I'm a bow guy.
I feel like if you hit a turkey with a bow, you're pretty good hunter.
I might not hit the turkey, but I like to shoot a bow.
When you call customer service and get a human right away, 913. Yeah. Yeah. You go to McDonald's and the ice cream machine works.
Hey, talking about...
Yeah, go ahead.
Talking about that, Arby's, if you have the Arby's app, it's sandwich month. So every week this month, if you buy anything over a dollar, you get a free sandwich of any size. I paid $3 for a quarter pound beef and cheddar yesterday.
Damn. Didn't onion bun or sesame bun?
I think it was the onion bun. Normal one. Is the normal one the onion bun?
I think so.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know you could get different bun.
I think so.
Okay. Do you like the nacho cheese, like the cheese?
Of course. Kind of,
yeah, it's so good.
Get an extra side for
exactly,
your curly
fries. Exactly,
yep. From the 816, when Dusty reads my message. Or something that's simply satisfying for us single folks out there. You take a chance. You take a leap of faith to text your honey that maybe you want to hate. Throwing the idea out there, going to go out and have a couple sodas on Saturday in downtown Lee's Summit. If you're available, would love to have you. And you immediately get those three dots? Satisfying. Doesn't always happen. Getting that last beer order in right before last call. Or you split a case with a buddy and you go and get it at the right time. From the 816, using my blinkers while driving. Please keep doing it. I love it. The other day at a roundabout, this guy had no idea where he was going, no blinker, and it almost caused a 7-car pileup. Seeing people fall down is simply satisfying for the 816. That's just a Richard.
That's mean.
That's a Richard.
Mean. Boo.
When you ask Alexa, how much time is left on the timer, and it's like 5 seconds. You know what else is simply satisfying? Maybe I'm in the wrong here. Is when you wake up and you think it's 6:45 in the morning, and it's really only 3:45 in the morning.
Do you jump scare?
No. The opposite feeling of that is when you wake up 2 minutes before your alarm clock. Like, if your alarm clock is set for 8 a.m. and you wake up at 7:58, pissed. But if your alarm clock is set for 8 and you wake up at 6 thinking it's probably like 7:50 or 7:45, and you're like, oh, actually, I got 2 more hours. Fair enough.
Also, another satisfying thing is when you have a doctor's appointment, you go right in, less than 5-minute wait in the waiting room. You're like, let's go. You're not just sitting there waiting 35 minutes to an hour to get back into the doctor. Because literally, most of the time, you're back there, what, 5, 10 minutes?
Mm-hmm. Getting to a charger when your phone battery is low, 816. Beating your ETA is another satisfying feeling that I have when it comes to
you. Love beating your ETA when you come here.
Love it. Did it today. It said I was going to get here at 4:45, and I got here at 4:40.
I was going to say 4:43.
I set my alarm clock an hour before I'm supposed to wake up so I get a bonus time to sleep. Gnarly. Okay. And then somebody from the 620 says, garlic bacon cheeseburger from Sonic, boys. Holy F.